she may have lost, but her supporters still appeared in a celebratory mood. Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin conceded defeat in the close-fought election for parliament. Marin had been the world's youngest prime minister when she got a job at 34 in 2019 and had been seen partying at times. Now 37, she headed a coalition of five parties, all led by women. But official results showed two conservative opponents narrowly beat her center-left Social Democratic Party. However, Marin was still smiling, saying democracy has spoken. This is a great day because we did well in this election, she says. I also congratulate the other winners in this election, the coalition party and the Finns party. Democracy has spoken. The Finnish people have given their votes. She adds, this celebration of democracy is always a glorious thing. The Conservative National Coalition Party narrowly won with 20.8% of the vote, followed by the populist Finns Party with 20.1%. Under Finnish rules, it's now up to the leader of the victorious National Coalition Party, the 53-year-old Petteri Orpo, to form the next government. Orpo thanked Finnish voters for their trust.
It was a great victory for Kokoomus. Finnish people, they want change. And that's why Kokoomus is the biggest party in Finland and in the parliament now.
However, he said he realized he would have to negotiate with other parties to receive the required parliamentary majority.
I trust on Finnish tradition to negotiate with all parties and try to find the best possible majority government to Finland. And you know what is important for us is that we are active member of European Union. We build up NATO Finland and we fix our economy.
As Prime Minister, Orpo will oversee a nation that will be the 31st member state of the NATO military alliance. Turkey and Hungary were the last NATO states to approve Finland's entry last week. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.